This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. The importance of STEM education has increased significantly for our children. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. This type of teaching aims to increase technology and media literacy alongside with critical problem-solving skills among our future nation builders. A lot of schools have been implementing this system into their syllabus, but we need to pick up the pace with efforts to break the rigidity of traditional school structure. 5T3M wants to complement school programs and provide supplementary STEM education for all children. It currently has a physical presence in Mataling Jaya Styling Mall, and I'm joined by Mr. E.H. Lim, CEO of 5T3M. Good morning, E.H.
Hi, good morning, Frida.
And of course, if you see 5T3M, it looks like STEM. Tell me a little bit about yourself, E.H., and the company.
I was a practicing lawyer before, actually. That was my profession, actually. But I went to education sometime in the 05, started with some kindergartens. Then I moved on to acquire some existing companies that's been around for, as of today, is like 30 years, right? So that was in 2008. Right, and I left my practice and I started doing education. What my organization did is we actually provide ICT literacy as well as now STEM. Having said that, I find that there's still a lot of ways that we can actually help the parents, especially and the students, to learn at home, which wasn't offered before, you know. So from there, we actually moved on and started this whole concept of 5T3M.
Right. What did you see was missing, right? I mean, to leave law to do this.
Yeah, it was just my passion in education, I suppose. Right. I think that there's things that I can contribute to the society.
Right. More than law.
Yeah, I think I can't achieve what I really wanted to do, doing law.
Okay.
For making some money, yeah.
Okay. But of course, okay, now you provide long-term courses for kids aged 3 to 15 years old, and you also have workshops, right? And these courses focus on coding, Python, and 3D printing. Okay, why do you think it's so important to have additional STEM courses like these?
Okay, what we have in 5T3M is basically a platform. It's very different from what we offer in school, because what we offer in school is basically very structured learning and is catered for all the students. Whereas in 5T3M is very much personalized learning. You can actually go individually or go in a small group, but we actually created pathway. So what you have mentioned, whether it's Python or scratch coding or robotics, and you know, these are basically what we call pathway. In fact, within that, there's a lot of different courses. Yeah. So the whole idea of 5T3M is actually to instill as well as to excite the students' interest in STEM. And along the way, if they started with us, then what we'll do is we'll help them to find where their interest in the hard skills.
Right.
If you try to research on STEM, STEM education is basically more focused on the soft skills, which is all our program, whether it's in school or in 5T3M, have a lot of soft skills methodologies built inside the curriculum.
Okay.
But having said that, some children, they like arts more, you know, then I think they should go for where we call the pathway is called game development, right? Mm. Then, of course, you still learn coding and all sorts of basic stuff. And also, if you like more into like engineering kind of stuff, then I think you should go for robotics pathway. If you like very techy kind of thing, then there is an AI pathway as well, you know? That's how we design it. And of course, within the pathway is a long journey. You can start from preschool, you can go up to high school, right?
Okay, so my son would be in the first one. Well, you have to learn coding.
I think essentially most of the pathways involves coding, yeah. It's not a question of what type of codings and, you know, what's suitable. So from our research, like, we always work with the best players in the world. Some of those even tools that we have, the gadgets, we call that, that they brought in. Because we have been in this line of education on the school side for many, many years. So we have access to very high quality product owners as well as curriculum designers. Even within my team itself, we have a very big curriculum team. He actually has been very well trained, and we've been doing curriculum over the years. Yeah.
Okay. I do want to ask, how big is your team? Is it easy to find these people? But we'll ask you that later. Where were you before Styling Mall?
We never had. Styling was our debut.
Ah, I see.
In the school environment. We have been operating in the school environment.
Right.
So it's a debut to B2C.
Okay. And that was how many years ago?
That was. We just started 5T3M. Unfortunately, the time was, the date was February 2020. And MCO came. Maybe we just restarted just recently, like 2-3 months ago, yeah.
I see. Your tagline is, children don't need to sacrifice playtime to be future-proof, and the concept of play and learn, right? So, and many kindergartens have been implementing play and learn, game-based learning models. So what are your plans going forward to stand out from the crowd?
Kindergarten is one thing, because what they do is everyone will try to pick up certain gadgets and start teaching, you know, based on what they have. And all these are very much at the own initiative of a particular teacher. What we do is we actually design our curriculum, and we hope to complement, not to compete with kindergartens. Yeah, we hope to complement them so that they can take the sets of curriculum with the gadgets that you know we can provide for them, and they can start teaching, and we can train the teachers on how to teach.
Right. And right now, when you see the kids coming in, you're talking about the three types of kids, right? Is it an even spread?
Not really. Actually, it depends. It's not really so-called even spread. What we try to instill in them is more into the soft skills again. So, but of course, every kid has a different inclination. I can't say the three options are comprehensive.
Right.
But then we find that essentially we are not telling the kids that you have to be a scientist, you know, to do STEM. It is not.
Right.
It's not. Yeah. There are some STEM education is done in more advanced countries. It's basically just an art form as well. So it's approach. You know, STEM is just an approach.
I think also the way you think.
Right, right. Precisely.
Right. Now, you have group classes and individual classes for these course, right? For group classes, are students divided according to their age or their literacy, their tech literacy?
Okay. That is the beauty of it. Where in 5D3M, we actually work with the students as an individual. It's very much student-centric, yeah.
Right.
Group classes, we can actually help the students to move those who are faster, who find where their interest is, rather than, you know, working as a group within the classroom environment is very different. I can't do that.
Right. And I think you can't put people by age too much. You know, sometimes...
Precisely. Yeah. There are some classes where students of different age are in together.
Okay. You also have an e-tutor program where students can learn from home. But the pandemic has taught not only children, but also their parents, that sometimes virtual classes do not have the best learning outcome due to online class, right? Fatigue. How are you combating such issue? Are you moving them back more to physical classes?
Not really. I think virtual classes is still is going to be the way forward for them.
Yeah.
And I think it will complement the in-person learning. It will.
Okay.
The only thing is like how much and things like that. I think there's a lot of technology now in the market. As well, there's a lot of new pedagogy in terms of online teaching and learning, right? That's been developed as we are talking about. There's a lot of research on this as well. So even in Singapore, there's a big research on this area in terms. You know, so we work very closely with the industry players, you know, to how to improve the effectiveness of online learning as well, right?
Right.
We are quite experienced in doing train-the-trainers on online learning. For instance, within the group, we are the one that's doing for Ministry of Education the Google Meet training for all the and also they call it Google Classroom as well as Microsoft Team in teaching and learning. So we do have experience, but I think the parents will trust that online learning is going to be effective. But the beauty about 5D3M is that how we hope the parent will react to this is so more into empowering parents to be more involved in their child education. That's the reason why also like you don't actually have to send it to a physical class to actually learn STEM. You can just learn at home, you know. You get one or two gadgets, you know. You can do online. We give instructions, you know, how to do, help you to progress as well. And we have a quite robust learning management system where they can log in, take lessons from there as well. And it's all recorded. The good thing about online is recorded. We can actually help you to give a diagnostic about progress.
Okay. And you should teach them to be independent, right? Not to be too spendful. I'm here with E.H. Lim from 5T3M. We'll continue our chat after this. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm here with E.H. Lim from 5T3M and talk about education. They're located at the Starling Mall. So currently, how many students do you have?
We have around long-term students, maybe around 200-300 students, right? But the way we do is not so much of doing so much of recruitment. We actually want to train a group of very high-quality tutors, actually, and help them to enroll students rather than we enroll ourselves. Yeah.
Okay.
Whereas in terms of physical classes, we don't. If we start physical classes, we have done a lot in that sense, but those are workshops. Yeah. That's on site, the more quality trend more. So we do run regular classes, but those are not long term. Yeah. In long term, okay. we still prefer them to actually move into online. And the physical classes can be just a complement to whatever you feel that you left out, or you can do some certain workshops there. Yeah.
Okay. And how many tutors do you have? Is it a challenge finding them?
Actually, finding tutors is a challenge in a way, but you can get a lot of tutors. The only question is to train them and to that the tutors can be qualified is sometimes a challenge. Yeah.
Okay.
I think most of them, that one from my experience, is like they want to look at how quickly they can make money, you know, by tutoring. So some of them, after going through the courses, they find that it's too tough and things like that. So it just drop off. Yeah. And some of them, if they don't have their own students that they expect us to actually pass the students' numbers to them, sometimes the numbers are not so fast, you know, so they will drop off. To us, it's just starting on a journey, but we believe that is the way to grow.
So they're not working full-time with you?
No, they don't have to.
That's the business model.
That's a business model. They don't have to. So what we also have been talking to some universities who actually ask us to train their graduates, you know, to actually to have a help them to get a certain work or certain income as they graduate. Because now employability is going to be a tough issue as well, right? So that's what we complement them.
Okay. So currently you have you charge 20 to 60 ringgit per person for workshops, 119 for private classes, and 179 for group classes. What are your other income streams?
Actually, we do have a gate entrance fee collections for a certain section of it, which is called a pod, which is basically a playland.
Right. Okay. So in your workshops, how many people do you hope to attend? For the group classes, how many in each in group?
We actually design that, and it also has to do with the individual tutors, lah. You know, how many that do they want to take in? Mm. It also has to do with their own time.
Right.
We don't really specify because we actually have a system to manage all these things.
Right. Okay. So some links on your website that's currently unavailable, especially for in-person events, right? And of course, the pandemic and all that. So, and then of course, we had the hand, foot, mouth disease. Are you planning to have these events happen?
Yes. I think what we did was from the June 4th to the 12th, we actually had the carnival. And we found that it was so successful. It was packed every day. Yeah, but of course, there was a school holiday, right? So we intend to do a monthly event over one of the weekends over the month, right? Just to get more parents and more children to come and experience it, right? No, it's more actually to actually get the whole community excited about this, yeah.
To set up something like this, right? Are you breaking even already?
No. Of course, the cost of investment is high. But to us, this is a concept. It's a flagship.
Right.
We don't really look at income just purely from the entrance, right, or from the visits, right? So we are looking at more into a broader kind of business opportunities. Right?
All right. Is it licensing, franchising?
For preschool, yes. We do have a licensing model for them, right? And for, of course, in terms of tutors, we'll work closely with them. We'll just take a cut from whichever they are doing. Yeah.
So, okay, you have a physical shop lot at Starling Mall, which also includes an indoor entertainment park. What's this park and where do the entertainment park comes in?
Okay, I think whether it's online or physical, I think entertainment is there. But of course, when you have a physical site, you can really get a whole experience of the entertainment, right? So what we did is for preschool section, or actually it can go up to age of 10, for children of that age to actually be stimulated and be excited about STEM, you know, future, right? I think that's very important. So they go and play, but within the pod itself, there are three classes running. We do workshop within that. So in the sense that certain children will play, then certain hours they kind of go in and, you know, do their classes, right, within the pod. So it was designed, everything is designed with the purpose of having education as priority, you know.
Right.
And of course, we have the best, I would think so, like, you know, the best so-called technology, you know, doing the entertainment part of it.
Okay. How do you market your business?
Currently, I think that is one of our biggest challenge, because coming from a school environment, and the business in the school environment, and going to direct B2C, that is where the last 2 years during pandemic, there's nothing much that we can do. We can't, you know, do events and things like this. So we can only do social media, right? And we find that that also is quite a challenge because it's something new, you know, it's something new. So, but moving forward, I think we'll have to both to have do a PR exercise, you know, which we have started now. We are doing a PR exercise as well as doing more into social media marketing.
Right. That's the way moving forward.
B2C is a very different animal from the traditional business we are doing in schools.
No regrets?
No regrets. In fact, I think this is something that within a group, we think that this particular set of business is going to grow and will have a very bright future.
Right. Are most of your students from around the area?
No, actually it's not. Okay. Yeah. Of course, for physical sites, when we did our carnival, we are working around the area, doing our promotion around there. But is the target group, it could be anywhere. Children can do excursions, like kindergarten from different places can do excursions. They can come and use the place as a stamp day. There are also children or parents who are doing throwing birthday parties for children, you know, at the pond, inside the pond. So I think it's still within Klang Valley, but it's not just within the vicinity.
Right. And I'm sure, as you're saying, right, you know, across Malaysia and the region, right?
Right. We do have an intention of expansion, but let us stabilize here and look at how this thing expands first.
All the best with your future plans. I've been speaking to E.H. Lim from 5T3M. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Beats, funk, mixtapes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm here with E.H. Lim from 5T3M and talk about education. They're located at the Starling Mall. So currently, how many students do you have?
We have around long-term students, maybe around 200-300 students. Right. But what we do is not so much of doing so much of recruitment. We actually want to train a group of very high-quality tutors, actually, and help them to enroll students rather than we enroll ourselves. Whereas in terms of physics classes, we don't, if we start physics classes, we have done a lot in that sense that, but those are workshops, That's on site, the more, what they train more. So we do run regular classes, but those are not long term, In long term, we still prefer them to actually move into online. And physics classes can be just a complement to whatever you feel that you left out, or you can do some certain workshops there,
Okay. And how many tutors do you have? Is it a challenge finding them?
Actually, finding tutors is a challenge in a way, but you can get a lot of tutors. The only question is to train them and to that the tutors can be qualified is sometimes a challenge,
Okay.
I think most of them, that one, from my experience, is like they want to look at how quickly they can make money, by tutoring. So some of them, after going through the courses, they find that it's too tough and things like that, so it just drop off, And some of them, if they don't have their own students that they expect us to actually pass the students' numbers to them. Sometimes the numbers are not so fast, so they will drop off. To us, it's just starting on a journey, but we believe that is the way to grow.
So they're not working full-time with you?
No, they don't have to.
That's the business model.
That's a business model. They don't have to. So what we also have been talking to some universities who actually ask us to train their graduates, to actually to have a help them to get a certain work or certain income as they graduate. Because now employability is going to be a tough issue as well, right? So that's what we complement them.
Okay. So currently you have you charge 20 to 60 ringgit per person for workshops, 119 for private classes and 179 for group classes. What are your other income streams?
Actually, we do have a gate entrance fee collections for a certain section of it, which is called a pod, which is basically a playland.
Right. Okay. So in your workshops, how many people do you hope to attend? For the group classes, how many in each in group?
We actually designed that, and it also has to do with the individual tutors, how many that do they want to take in. It also has to do with their own time.
Right.
We don't really specify because we actually have a system to manage all these things.
Right, okay. So some links in your website that's currently unavailable, especially for in-person events, right? And of course, the pandemic and all that. So, and then of course, we had the hand-foot-mouth disease. Are you planning to have these events happen?
Yes, I think what we did was from the June 4th to the 12th, we actually had the carnival. And we found that it was so successful. It was packed every day. Yeah, but of course, there was a school holiday, right? So we intend to do a monthly event over one of the weekends over the month, right? Just to get more parents and more children to come and experience it, right? No, it's more actually to actually get the whole community excited about this. Yeah.
To set up something like this, right? Are you breaking even already?
No. Of course, the cost of investment is high. But to us, this is a concept. It's a flagship.
Right.
We don't really look at income just purely from the entrance, right? Or from the visits, right? So we are looking at more into a broader kind of business opportunities. Yeah.
All right. Is it licensing, franchising?
For preschool, yes. We do have a licensing model for them, right? Mm-hmm. And for, of course, in terms of tutors, we'll work closely with them. We'll just take a cut from whichever they are doing, yeah.
So, okay, you have a physical shop lot at Starling Mall, which also includes an indoor entertainment park. What's this park and where do entertainment part comes in?
Okay, I think whether it's online or physical, I think edutainment is there. But of course, when you have a physical site, you can really you know, get a whole experience of the edutainment, right? So what we did is for preschool section, or actually it can go up to age of 10, for children of that age to actually be stimulated and be excited about STEM, you know, future, right? Mm. I think that's very important. So they go and play, but within the pod itself, there are three classes running. Mm. We do workshop within that. So in the sense that certain children will play, then certain hours they kind of go in and, you know, do their classes, right, within the pod. So it was designed, everything is designed with the purpose of having education as priority, you know.
Right.
And of course, we have the best, I would think so, like, you know, the best so-called technology, you know, doing the entertainment part of it.
Okay. How do you market your business?
Currently, I think that is one of our biggest challenge, because coming from a school environment, and the business in the school environment, and going to direct B2C, that is where the last 2 years during pandemic, there's nothing much that we can do. We can't, you know, do events and things like this. So we can only do social media, right? And we find that that also is quite a challenge, because it's something new, you know, it's something new. So, but moving forward, I think we'll have to both to have do a PR exercise, you know, which we have started now. We're doing a PR exercise as well as doing more into social media marketing. Yeah.
Right. That's the way moving forward.
B2C is a very different animal from the traditional business we are doing in schools.
No regrets?
No regrets. In fact, I think this is something that within a group, we think that this particular set of business is going to grow and will have a very bright future.
Right. Are most of your students from around the area?
No. Actually, it's not. Okay. Yeah. Of course, for physical sites, where we did our carnival, we are working around the area, doing our promotion around there. But is the target group, it could be anywhere. Children can do excursions, like kindergarten from different places can kind of do excursion. They can come and use the place as a STEM day. There are also children or parents who are throwing birthday parties for children, you know, at the pod, inside the pod. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So I think it's still within Klang Valley, but it's not just within the vicinity. Yeah.
Right. And I'm sure, as you're saying, right, you know, across Malaysia and the region, right?
Right. We do have an intention of expansion, but let us stabilize here and look at how this thing expands first. Yeah.
All the best with your future plans. I've been speaking to E.H. Lim from 5T3M. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Backing female ministers. BFM 89.9. The business thing. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.